Today, we're diving into the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity, exploring how major tech players like Apple, Cisco, Microsoft, and emerging platforms such as DeepSeek are navigating sophisticated security threats, from urgent updates and critical vulnerabilities to debates over privacy and data protection in an increasingly digital landscape. Apple has released urgent security updates addressing critical vulnerabilities, urging users to patch their devices immediately to prevent potential exploits. Recently, several cryptocurrency stealing apps were discovered on the Apple App Store as part of a campaign called SparkCat. This incident marks the first time such malicious applications have bypassed Apple's vetting process, raising significant security concerns for iPhone users. A vulnerability in iOS could allow remote code execution without user interaction, emphasizing the importance of keeping devices updated. Additionally, North Korean hackers are reportedly targeting macOS users by disguising malware as legitimate software installers for Chrome and Zoom, highlighting the increasing threat landscape focused on Apple ecosystems. Amid these challenges, the UK government has demanded access to Apple users' encrypted data under the Investigatory Powers Act, sparking a fierce debate over privacy. Critics argue these demands are counterproductive, threatening global user privacy. Despite these pressures, Apple continues its commitment to user security, introducing advanced data protection for iCloud backups with end-to-end encryption. The U.S. National Security Agency, NSA, is offering guidance to protect iPhones from hackers, and Apple is using its Private Cloud Compute, PCC, system to address cybersecurity and data privacy concerns. Overall, while Apple's platforms face sophisticated cybersecurity threats, the company remains at the forefront of developing and implementing security solutions to protect users' privacy and digital integrity. In recent Cisco news, the company has addressed critical security vulnerabilities across its product range. A major flaw in Cisco WebEx chat allowed unauthorized access to chat histories and sensitive information, but a patch is now available. Similarly, Cisco has released crucial patches for its identity services engine, which previously permitted root access and unauthorized data access. Users are strongly urged to apply these updates immediately. Several high-severity vulnerabilities in the SNMP subsystem of Cisco's iOS, iOS XE, and iOS XR software were disclosed, which could lead to denial-of-service DOS attacks. These issues highlight the necessity of keeping systems up to date to avoid disruptions. Additionally, vulnerabilities were found in Cisco's Secure Email and Web Manager and Secure Web Appliance that could lead to privilege escalation. Users are encouraged to upgrade their systems despite no known exploits currently circulating. There are also growing concerns about cybersecurity threats, exemplified by a cloned university website used to distribute a fake Cisco installer. Moreover, an article explores ransomware's evolution from 1989 to 2024, providing insights for businesses to strengthen their cybersecurity defenses. As quantum computing introduces new challenges, Cisco is at the forefront by investigating quantum key distribution and post-quantum computing solutions to enhance future security frameworks. A recent Cisco study also exposed vulnerabilities in DeepSeek, underscoring the need for robust security measures. As cyber threats continue to evolve, users should stay informed with security advisories and updates from industry leaders like Cisco, ensuring their systems remain protected. In recent Microsoft news, the company is addressing multiple cybersecurity concerns. They've issued warnings about vulnerabilities and malicious attacks targeting their software, including a view state code injection threat that allows for malware deployment and remote code execution. Also, a new AI-powered scareware blocker in Microsoft Edge aims to protect users from increasingly sophisticated tech support scams. Despite such advancements, critical vulnerabilities, like information disclosure and privilege escalation flaws, have been found in Edge. Phishing attacks remain significant, with over 150 organizations targeted through a campaign spoofing Microsoft's authentication system. Additionally, a vulnerability in Microsoft SharePoint has potentially exposed user credentials, posing risks for businesses using this platform. A critical zero-click Windows OLE vulnerability is also endangering email users with potential remote code execution, urging the need for immediate security updates. Cybercriminals are exploiting IIS servers using bad IIS malware to manipulate SEO rankings, primarily affecting organizations in Asia. The education sector faces similar threats from hackers exploiting vulnerabilities in Microsoft's ADFS systems, using phishing campaigns to steal credentials and bypass multi-factor authentication. To combat these threats, Microsoft has released a PowerShell script to update bootable media with the latest Windows UEFI certificates to safeguard against bootkit vulnerabilities. The company plans to participate in major cybersecurity events in 2025 to highlight the latest protection strategies. U.S. federal agencies have been warned about a critical Microsoft Outlook vulnerability currently being exploited, emphasizing the importance of keeping systems updated. Users must also be cautious of Google ads that could lead to phishing sites aimed at stealing Microsoft account credentials, underscoring the need for vigilance and timely action as these threats continue to evolve. DeepSeek is currently facing significant cybersecurity challenges. Researchers have identified a jailbreak method that exposes its system prompts, along with a series of DDoS attacks targeting its AI models. Alarmingly, a security firm discovered links between DeepSeek and Chinese government servers, escalating global security concerns and contributing to increased fraud and phishing attacks. Hackers are exploiting the DeepSeek brand by releasing fake PyPI packages to distribute malware and steal data. A massive data breach has exposed sensitive records of over 1 million users, intensifying security scrutiny. As a result, lawmakers in countries like the US and Australia are considering bans on DeepSeek on government devices due to unencrypted data transmission and weak encryption, which make it susceptible to cyber threats. Moreover, the app's reputation is being leveraged to create phishing sites targeting users and cryptocurrency wallets. DeepSeek AI recently experienced significant cyber attacks and user access issues, negatively impacting its market value and reputation. Advanced botnets have been used in these attacks. Additionally, malicious DeepSeek packages have infiltrated open-source repositories, posing risks to users and developers before being removed. In response to these events, several countries are moving to restrict DeepSeek from government technology due to unacceptable security risks. Reports emphasize the need for improved security protocols in AI development, especially for the DeepSeek R1 model. The low cost of DeepSeek services raises concerns about potential hidden costs and security vulnerabilities. As the situation evolves, it is evident that DeepSeek's issues underscore the broader challenges in safeguarding AI technologies from advanced cyber threats. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to catch our next cybersecurity episode dropping next week. Until then, stay secure and stay curious.